Well, this morning, we want to talk a little bit about a volunteer project going on. Many folks around this area are very familiar with the Hitchcock House, and the Hitchcock House Advisory Board has asking folks to volunteer to help them out. It's a constant process to keep that up and running, and they wanted to do the National 9/11 Day of Service and Remembrance as part of a Day of Service project coming up on Sunday, September 20th. We're going to talk a little bit about all that with Kyla Amos, who's the president of the Hitchcock House Advisory Board. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Kyla, what got you involved in the Hitchcock House? Why were you so interested?
Well, they had an opening on their board a number of years ago when Sharon Guffey Lewis was our board president, and she called me up. My name had come up in conversation, and my roots of my family go way back to the very beginning of Lewis, so I was interested right away, and I just came on board, and I was part of the, have been part of the advisory board since then.
Yeah. Well, I think many folks understand the Hitchcock House and the importance of Reverend George Hitchcock and the place itself as being such an important cog on the Underground Railroad back in the day. And it's a historical piece right now. It's an opportunity for folks to kind of see and to kind of relive what times were like at that point. But it takes a lot with some of these older places like that to maintain, doesn't it?
It does take a lot. In fact, when we close here, September 13th is our last day. September 14th, we have a construction company hoping to start on tuck pointing all four of our exterior walls. So that's a big project. We have some big projects every few years that need to happen, and that's this year's project.
Yeah,
so we're looking forward to having that done.
I was trying to think over the last several years, windows have been replaced, walls have been shored up, roof, all those. I mean, it seems like every time you turn around, there is something that needs to be done to not just to maintain, but just to ensure the structural integrity of the facility.
Yes, yes. So the house was built in 1856. We still have the original flooring, original stairs. So we're just trying to keep that site open and safe to visit and keep the integrity of the home like it was. So
yeah, and I know you have different events and things that go on during the course of the season, but you also get a lot of folks that that wander through every year. You still get pretty good attendance there?
We do, yeah. We right now are sitting at maybe 25, 26 states that we've had visitors come from, and Canada. I know we had a visitor not too long ago from Canada. Our daily visitor numbers are maybe a little bit down, but we've had larger private groups. So all in all, we're sitting not too far from where we were last year.
Sure. Well, I know a number of volunteer and nonprofit organizations had an opportunity here in Cass County a few months ago to apply for Day of Service grants, and the Hitchcock House being one of them, the advisory board, and you were successful in that. But it takes a lot of hands to do some of this work, and coming up on Sunday, September 20th, I know you have plans to take after some of that. Tell us what you hope to accomplish that day.
Well, so for our Day of Service, we want to work a little bit on the grounds to kind of put the grounds and the house to bed for the winter. Like I said, we're going to be closed here for the season on September 13th. We're trying to get a variety of tasks lined up for all ages, all physical capabilities. We've got some flower beds that need some attention, like pulling weeds and cutting out some little trees that are growing up. For the house, we can probably wash some windows and do some dusting and just sort of cover up some of our, like, fine china that we don't want to get dusty all winter. We've got some trees that need a little bit of trimming to open up the trail just a little bit. But then I also have some office-type things that somebody could just sit and do, like put labels on envelopes for our fall newsletters. We've just got some little miscellaneous paperwork that we could have done. So we're really just trying to find some tasks that volunteers might enjoy doing to help us care for one of Cass County's most important historic landmarks.
Absolutely. Well, I know your goal is to try to get 50 volunteers there. So who should volunteer?
Yeah, our goal is the 50. We get the last of our grant if we meet that minimum, so we're really excited about that. I have sent letters out to all the Cass County 4-H clubs. I've talked to some pastors that have youth that need some service activities, so we're thrilled to have them join us. It really is available to anybody that would like to come out. And even if people just want to come out and spend the day with us and really not do anything, that's totally fine too. We're going to have a free lunch for everybody that comes out. So it could be just a day of fellowship and enjoying, hopefully, a very nice day outside with us.
Yeah, well, hopefully the weather is wonderful yet. It should be nice that time of the year.
Yeah,
and we have people of all different skill levels. Everybody has different skills that they can bring to the table. But even if you feel like there's nothing I could really do, there's probably somewhere you can fit in.
There is, yeah. Even if you just want to come out and help us serve lunch, that would be perfect too. Our board members will sort of be taking different groups to do some of these tasks. So we'll have everything kind of on hand. Like if we need some pruning shears, we'll have different tools that people can use. We just ask people, if you want to work outside, maybe wear your favorite landscaping gloves and some closed-toed shoes and just, you know, be prepared that way.
Come prepared for some light work. And
yep.
And you said there'll be food. Let's not skip over that. We always like food.
Yes. Well, we want to feed people. Since it is a Sunday right after church, we'll be doing, I think we're going to do a grilled lunch. So hamburgers, hot dogs, drinks, some snacks. So, yeah, I want to feed everybody before they start helping with us.
Very good. Well, and honestly, this is a chance for people to make an impact.
It is, yeah. When we think about 9/11, our challenge was to have, for this grant, for all of us have our day of service on or around 9/11 whenever we could. So it's not only a way for us to make an impact in Cass County, it's a way for us to honor those heroes of 9/11 also.
Yeah, and a lot of organizations are doing these grants around the county. As I said, I know they were overwhelmed talking with Grace McAfee, the community wellness coordinator who helped to coordinate this through Volunteer Iowa. They were amazed. They were hoping, I think they had like 20 or 25 grant opportunities, and they had 40-some applications. It was just crazy. They actually agreed to fund a few more of these than they intended to in the first place. There was so much response. So these type of projects obviously are appealing to people.
They are, especially for nonprofits, as we all feel tighter and tighter crunches on financial things. You know, a lot of us are always looking for grants, and this was just the perfect one right in our backyard that we could do. And it also helped us, all of the organizations, as we sat through the training, it helped us think about strategic volunteer management plans for our organizations. And we were able to collaborate, and we all got some new avenues maybe to find volunteers and some new ways that we can engage the volunteers that we do have. So it was, we took a lot out of it, out of the training, and we hope to give back now to our communities through what we learned.
Yeah, and sitting on the advisory board is probably not the way to describe it, because I'm guessing there's very little sitting you do and a lot of standing and working.
There can be. I mean, I think every nonprofit has different levels of their board members. I try to do a lot behind the scenes. I do a lot of the tech stuff. So for me, it is more sitting on the board, but no, we have all levels of people on our boards that do all sorts of things, which I'm very thankful for.
Yeah. Kyla, as somebody who has deep roots there, how important is the future of the Hitchcock House to the future of Lewis and its identity?
Well, I think that it's something maybe a lot of people don't think about, but when you really do stop to think about the history of what has happened through Lewis and through the historical site of the Hitchcock House, it's so important for just our area, but then our country in general, just to think about what really conspired through all of these Southwest Iowa places that helped freedom seekers change their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, life-changing. And it continues to be, actually, with the impact it has on the way people view things now. Well, again, this day of service coming up on Sunday, September 20th, 12:30 to 4 p.m. But do folks, Kyla, need to contact you ahead of time or just show up that day?
No, they can just show up, and it's kind of a come and go. If they don't want to, can't stay all day, that's fine. Come out, have some lunch with us, maybe do a little task here and there. We appreciate whatever help we can get. If there are questions, you can follow us on Facebook. You can message us through our Facebook page, or you can call us at the Hitchcock House if you have specific questions that need answered.
You bet. And if you'd like
to just show up and spend the afternoon with us.
Sure. And if you'd like to know more about the Hitchcock House in general, hitchcockhouse.org is where you can find that online and where you can find it. Otherwise, it's at 63788 567th Lane, Lewis. I know that sounds like a mouthful and a lot of numbers, but if you just go to Lewis, you'll follow the signs. You'll be fine. Very good. All right. Well, again, that's Sunday, September 20th. We hope folks do take the time to come out and just know that you are part of the history and a part of the future of the Hitchcock House by helping out in any way that you can. Kyla Amos is the president of the advisory board. She's chair of the advisory board of the Hitchcock House, and she's been with us here this morning sharing about the day of service coming up here this month. Kyla, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.